We've learned much in recent years about the ways service dogs can be of value to people with a variety of disabilities, and we've seen their numbers increase. With that increase, though, has come a corresponding increase in the numbers of fake service dogs in public places, wearing ID covers purchased on the internet, serving no apparent medical purpose. That increase is a concern for Louis Erdosik, executive director of the Hawaii Disability Rights Center, who reminded us that a true service dog is a carefully trained animal.
It does have to be specially trained to be a service dog, as opposed to where there is a lot of confusion is when you talk about like emotional support animals. And those are not service animals under the ADA, but they could qualify in certain conditions and under certain situations, like under the Fair Housing Act, that could be considered a reasonable accommodation to allow somebody to have an emotional support animal in their, like in their home. So emotional support animals are a legitimate thing. I mean, what I think is happening, honestly, is that people are faking both of those kinds of things. They're faking service dogs, and they're faking the emotional support animals.
And what's the effect of that?
Well, I mean, they may get away with it, you know, I mean, on a case-by-case basis. But, I mean, to me, the real concern that I have is that the effect of it, and the reason that we've been concerned and why we oppose it and why we support some kind of law to deal with it, is that it creates a potential backlash against people with disabilities. I mean, we work hard to represent, you know, what we think are legitimate cases of people with disabilities. And these folks have enough, they experience enough stereotype and prejudice and stigmatization in their lives as it is. Mm-hmm. So when you have people that are faking these things, there's a potential that it adds to that overall sense that, oh, you guys are just faking it. You're not really disabled. You're trying to somehow get some kind of benefit that, you know, that you shouldn't be getting. And so that's the kind of concern that we have as well, yes.
It's very easy for a fake service dog to be a public nuisance if you get into a grocery store or a hospital.
Well, in a sense that if they are not, because service dogs are supposed to be trained, they're not supposed to be barking and,
right,
don't, you know, and misbehaving and all that. So if you bring the service dog in, or the so-called service dog in, then who knows what's going to happen, sure.
What kind of certification? Describe for me, if you will.
There is none. Okay. There is no real certification, and that's part of the issue. I mean, there was a proposal at the legislature a year or two back that talked about actually having a certification, which really wouldn't be a bad idea. The problem is that the ADA prohibits requiring any kind of a special certification for a service dog. So that because if you did have one, if you actually had a way of getting a card that's, you know, so somehow it was guaranteed that this was like a real service dog, that would sort of help solve the problem. But the ADA said the ADA would need to be amended in order to allow that. Right now, the ADA says that you cannot require any kind of special certification. So, what I think that people are seeing, and I've seen these ads, is there's these places that have ads for these like phony service dog kits, right? You send them some money and then they send you a thing that says service dog, and you can kind of slap a vest or a collar on your dog and take it with you, and it says service dogs. These things are totally fake. I mean, they're not based on any kind of real thing, and because there is no such thing as a certification, the whole thing is kind of a fraud. But places are selling it to people, and people are doing that, and so you could put that on any dog and make it look like a service dog.
Well, Louis, yeah, that you really surprised me with that, because I suspect a lot of other people assume that when they do see, and we're talking about legit service dogs now,
right,
that they have gone through, you know, a fairly strict process, like a seeing eye dog.
Well, yeah, the seeing eye dog is the easiest example, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I mean, I don't think anybody has ever complained about somebody, you know, about somebody who's blind who's using a seeing eye dog.
You can't think.
They don't generally run into issues. But in truth, I mean, the thing is that not so much seeing eye dog, service dogs can be a wonderful thing. I mean, we've actually really come a long way in terms of the kinds of things that they do for people. I've seen cases of like children that are on the autism spectrum, where the dogs actually help to make sure that they don't run off, you know, because they're not focused. There are people with mobility balance issues, and there are service dogs that are trained to keep them balanced. There are dogs that are trained to sense if somebody is about to have a seizure,
right,
and it can warn them. If somebody has somebody has PTSD, the dog can kind of like go into the room first and check it out and make sure everything's okay. So the potential use of service dogs has actually increased a lot beyond just seeing eye dogs. And in all those cases that I was just talking about, those are legit, real service dogs. There's no question about it. They are specially trained.
Does a seeing eye dog go through a certification process?
It goes through a training process. When I say certification, I mean certification that this is like an official service dog. They have the seeing eye dog is specially trained. They're all a service animal by definition. It goes through a special training process.
Right. But what you're saying is, without a formal certification process, there's no way to know.
There's no way to really. It's much more difficult to tell if it's a real service, because a person who, let's say you're a storekeeper, right, and somebody's coming in and you want to know, the ADA prevents them from asking a whole lot of questions. There's only two questions really that they can ask. They can say, is this dog a service animal because of a disability? Yes or no. And then a second question will be, what work or task has the dog been trained to perform? They cannot say, so what's your disability? They're not allowed to ask that kind of a question. But they can ask. What work has the dog been trained to perform?
And they'd probably be disinclined to ask anything, given the delicacy of doing that.
Well, sometimes people are afraid they're going to get sued or something if
exactly.
they do that. So, I mean, so there are some concerns about not wanting to overstep. I understand.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, the stores do have the right. Restaurants have the right. I mean, people can bring a service dog into a restaurant, but they can't like feed it from the table. It's supposed to go under the table. So if it's a real service dog, I mean, I've been out after conferences, let's say with some, I remember being out with there was one woman that was blind, and we all went out to a restaurant, and she had no problem getting accommodated. I mean, because the seeing eye dog is the easy example, but some of these other service dogs are maybe real service dogs, but it's not as obvious.
Well, as someone who works with disability rights, what would you like to see being done with the whole issue of the fake service dog?
I think there should be some accountability and some penalties. I think there ought to be a way to crack down on these places that send out these advertisements, whether it's via the internet or the mail. I've got booklets like that. I think they ought not to be permitted to advertise that kind of a product.
Louis Ertaschik is the executive director of the Hawaii Disability Rights Center.